Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Hey guys, today on the show, we talk about budgeting your time for your work and your personal life. I help Kelsey with her social calendar and her structure. We also talk about how not to feel guilty saying no to things. It's a good one. So stay tuned. Before you get into the episode, please hit subscribe and turn on your notifications so you never miss a great episode. Thanks. Bye.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. And when you get better, you do better. That's what we try to do here every single day. Our quote of the day is from Elizabeth Lawrence. Everyone must take time to sit and watch the leaves turn. Oh, Heel Squad, fall is here. Can you feel the crisp air?
Oh,
because we can't.
Good point.
We can't. If we were on the East Coast, in the East Coast studio, we would feel the fall crisp air. I'm really sad we're not there.
I know. I'm my sun. I need the sun or I die.
We have sun on the fall in the East Coast.
You're right. The fall on the East Coast is a great time. Winter.
I don't know what you are loving about this place. I just over hot ass LA.
I love it. I also just I love my little place. Like it can walk around and it's happy. I don't know. Maybe that's it. My little courtyard. She's fun.
I can't be outside. I get attacked by mosquitoes.
That's
I used
true.
To love being outside. Now I'm trapped inside, which is why I'm not happy.
Your mosquitoes are really not good. They're really bad.
Is it not bad where you live?
Nope.
Okay, so that's why one of my neighbors, so the Invectorman people came from the city and they scouted my property. They said, you don't have any larvae. You don't have anything. It's got to be one of your neighbors. And they're like, we won't say it's you. And I go, no, you can say it's me. Say that I had you guys come inspect, because if you just show up at a door, people are going to be scared to let you onto their property. But if you say, Maria next door had us do it, we're just trying to find the source so we can get rid of it. But she never came back to me with an update. So I'm assuming that it didn't work out because I still have mosquitoes. And
so it would be like someone... one of the other people has something on their property?
Yeah, she said within a really close radius. So it's one of the neighbors has maybe like sitting water somewhere that's collected larvae, but it is bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
In fact, there's one mosquito living in my kitchen. And I was sitting on the recliner this morning because the babies were barking and making me get up at 6 a.m. rather than 6:30. And I was like, hell no,
kids.
I'm going to sit on this recliner and sleep for another half hour. And you are not going to force me to feed you a half hour early. Because if I do 6, then it's going to be 5:30. Then it's going to be 5. So anyway, I had to put my foot down and be a stern mom. And I hear in my ear and I'm like, ah,
that was an incredible mosquito impersonation
my ear. And now, mind you, I'm wrapped in a robe and a blanket, terrified of getting a mosquito bite, even in my own house. And I hear in my ear and I'm like, it's going to bite my face and I'm going to have a huge mosquito bite on my face. Mm-hmm. And I just can't do that. So, yeah,
I think we got to call those people back. Cause no, it's like, it's not good.
It's really, really bad.
It's bad.
Love this house. Cause I love being outside. Yeah. I love our yard. I love the feeling I get to be outside. I can't even go do any yoga outside. I can't do anything outside unless I'm completely wrapped up. And they still go through your clothes.
Oh yeah. They go through my jeans all the time. I'm like, I got one on my like butt the other day and I'm like, how?
Yeah. My worst nightmare is to get my vagina bit.
That would not be ideal.
I am so scared. So like when I'm sitting outside, if I have shorts on, I make sure my legs are closed.
Oh my God.
I think about that. I don't want to be itching down there.
Yeah, that would be not fun.
Oh man. So yeah, I think that LA is really wearing on me now with the heat and everything. And so anyhow, that is that. No more complaining, but it is, you know, one of those kind of times. It's a busy time. We were talking about this morning, budgeting your time, you know, in your 20s is a challenge. I know it was a challenge for me. It was really, really hard because they don't teach you time management in school. What a skill that, you know, I honestly, do we even use the Pythagorean theorem? Why the heck did we need to learn that shit?
I don't remember what that is.
Why did we need to learn about osmosis?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't understand. Maybe like, not. I remember being in school and being like, excuse me, Mr. Murphy, in chemistry and biology. I'm like, I'm not going to need any of this. I was so frustrated. Now, you know, obviously we want to be well-rounded. We want to be smart. And but why don't we teach the important shit? Finances, how to like be able to, you know, balance your checkbook, which now isn't important anymore. But back then it was time management skills and all
budgeting skills,
budgeting
time and money. Like, come on.
I don't understand. And so, so then we suffer as adults and then we blame everybody else, but really it's us. We can't keep our shit together. Then because we can't keep our shit together, I'll give you my example. Okay. Here's me in my 20s in Hollywood trying to like, adjust to a new speed, adjust to a new job that I'm just learning to do. So when you're just learning and you're just figuring things out, like, man, it's so much harder and you get so much more tired than something that's old hat. You can do something that's old hat for hours and hours and hours, but when it's new and there are a lot of variables, it's challenging. I was eating fast food every day, 3 times a day, guys.
Not for pleasures because you didn't have time.
I didn't have time. Yeah. And nobody was stopping me to teach me otherwise, right? I never had somebody that was like, you know, this is really unhealthy and you're just going to, you know, bring yourself into the ground a lot faster. And you're not getting the nutrients that you need. So that's why you don't have energy and that's why you're needing coffee and that's why you're exhausted. And so that's why I find myself in the very interesting role of like health mentor to you two, because I've watched myself go through this. I'm helping other friends avoid those pitfalls. And, you know, I got to the place, I remember I was in the hospital in France. I was working for Entertainment Tonight at the time and I'm alone in a hospital in France. They don't speak English or didn't want to. That's an interesting nuance. And I didn't speak French and I was alone fighting for my life. They thought I had SARS. They kept saying terminal in surgery. And I was like, oh, terminal must mean like, let's bring an end to whatever's happening. Meanwhile, I'm delirious. They have me on morphine. I'm screaming in pain. My stomach hurts so bad. And I remember writing a note to myself in that hospital. And I said, I will never compromise myself or my health for anyone ever again. And I really made a lot of changes after that. My friend Rachel was someone who was screaming at me for eating fast food. I thought she was.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Just being snotty. She's like, this is disgusting. She was just saying it was disgusting, and to me it was delicious. So that didn't resonate with me. It didn't connect.
Yeah, that's
connect.
A tough word to use.
Yeah.
You're like, actually, it's really good.
But eventually I realized if I couldn't find the time to go to a non-fast food place and get my own food or meal batch and eat something healthy and give myself just a few minutes to eat it, then there was something wrong with me and something wrong with what is going on here. So I pushed myself to make better choices. And then guess what? I had to stop going to the hospital, but I was going to the hospital a lot. Dehydration, malnourished. I was just eating fast food all the time. I was supersize me before they did supersize me. So
yeah, that's brutal. Well, and then it's just like going like on the topic of burnout, it's like you're done. How can you function if that's what A, you're putting in your body, mm-hmm. B, you're giving yourself no time. It's like, I always talk about, like, we talk about kindness, right? And being kind to everyone else. It's like, how about be kind to yourself? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you have to take the time. And like you said, if you're compromising every single day, you're compromising your health and everything for you, like for someone else. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's not right. And no one's going to win at the end of the day.
Yeah. So I definitely was not budgeting my time properly. And also I think for me, it was a whole new world where I'm having to get hair and makeup ready. I'm having to go through wardrobe. I have to get to the shoot. I need to know where I'm going. It was like, then I'm getting on planes. And it was like, there was just so much chaos. It wasn't like if I was going to one place every day and I knew what I was like doing, then that's like a different kind of thing. Then it's still hard. Cause like I was telling P, I go, P, you've probably never worked this hard in your life. And it's not in a negative way. I'm not being negative. It's just a different thing. It's the stakes are higher. It's a whole new world, all of that. You're young. So when you're young, you're more tired. Somewhere till about 25-ish, like you still need a lot of sleep. Like it's just one of those things. And so I think that for me, it was that. And on top of it, I was moving in so many different directions at once. And then soon after Entertainment Tonight, when I was at Access Hollywood, I was doing Access Hollywood, The Today Show, Nightly News, sometimes MSNBC and Dateline. And I had to wear different hats for each. I had to be a different person in each, in a sense, right? Nightly News to be taken seriously. It was like no makeup, hair in a ponytail, black turtleneck, done. Today Show, it's like, oh my God, you can be fun, but it's got to be a little conservy key, whatever. And then Access Hollywood, it's like a little bit more fashion forward. And then different questions for everything, different topics for everything. I'm juggling all of these things and I'm on a plane 24/7. So it was extreme. And so now if you're not budgeting the little time you have properly, you are going to burn out and you are going to be exhausted and you are going to get sick.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Facebook group and Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
So some of the hacks that, or some of the things I was talking to Kelsey about this morning, even for your life, is, you know, during the week, it's like school, right? You go to school, you go to work, you come home, you do whatever night rituals are going to help you sleep well. Like, I think a good night ritual is really, really important, whether it's like, okay, I'm going to have my cup of tea, which I will often do. I will have a cup of tea to help me wind down. And then I don't watch TV when Kevin's not here. When Kevin's here, I watch TV, which is bad because then I wake up exhausted because I'll stay up till like 11-ish and that's not good. So I'm better without Kevin sometimes. I do accomplish
Kevin
more.
Kevin also leaves the TV on. Like, I don't know how he's also the person that like falls asleep with podcasts. I'm Kevin, how?
So unhealthy. What? So bad. I'm slowly shifting him away from that stuff. But for me, I have my eye pillow with my lavender. I use my lavender oils and I, you know, do my grateful list. I am just preparing myself for sleep and I make sure, you know, I get to bed as early as I can. Usually by 10, I'm in bed. And so for you guys, like during the week, it should just be about, you know, getting home, having your dinner, have a cup of hot water with lemon if you can, but at least a cup of hot water after your meal to help digest your food. Do not lay down soon after you eat because your body can't digest easily when it's lying down. It needs you to be vertical. And so remembering that is important. And then trying to get good sleep. And you know how much sleep you need, right? Like I need 8 hours, really.
Me too.
That's just kind of my sweet spot. Mm-hmm. And so you got to backtrack and make sure you go to bed early because eventually it's going to take its toll on you and your job and your friends and everybody because you're going to be cranky. Then you're going to want to blame everybody. It's on you. And so you got to, like, this is how Kevin treated me. He was like, Maria, you got to look at yourself like an athlete. You want to win in this business, you got to train like an athlete. He's like, so maybe you're not in the gym, but you're respecting your body like an athlete would. And that really stuck with me. So he wouldn't let me do crazy things like rollerblading with no helmet on. So I had to quit rollerblading because I'm like, I'm not wearing all that shit. Forget it. I can't do it. Pads and this and that. I was like, okay, I'd rather not rollerblade. I couldn't go skiing anymore or anything that was like super intense where I could get hurt. Cause he's like, you can't do your job if you're hurt. Do you really want to do that? Is it really worth it? And he cited the example of like back in the day when he was working with Carmen Electra on MTV and they all went horseback riding and she wouldn't do it. And he's like, why? And she's like, if I get hurt, I'm screwed. And what a smart way of thinking. So I was like, all right, then I'm not going to do those kinds of things. I'll do the things that are not going to hurt me, but still give me joy and still give me my exercise and stuff like that. But you got to look at yourself like an athlete and treat your body like an athlete. An athlete makes sacrifices to win. So for me, I, like I told you guys recently, I really focused on when I had some downtime, I was recharging my battery. And so I think for you, Kelsey, you hate Sundays. So maybe Sundays are the days you are social. Maybe Sundays you see your friends for some brunch. Maybe you go for like a hike or you go surfing or whatever it is that you do. Make it Sunday because you know you hate Sundays. Now, Pooja doesn't hate Sundays maybe. So maybe she doesn't have to approach it like that. But for you, you hate Sundays. Make Sunday your day. Make Saturday your day. You sleep in. And then you get up and you do something. Maybe you're going to go for a hike. Maybe you're going to go do your laundry and like get your place in order. But if your place, if you set up your place in a way where you're always putting stuff away every time you come home, every time I come home from a trip, I unpack immediately. I never wait till the next day. I don't care if it's 2 a.m. I'm going to do it really fast, put my laundry away, and then I'm done. If you walk in my house any day of the week, any moment of the day, it's going to look put away. Doesn't need it mean it needs to be clean all the time, but I put my stuff away instantly. And so then you don't have something that's piling up on you where you have to spend your whole Saturday cleaning and organizing and whatever and putting your shit away. Everything should have its place. If you read The Evergirls Guide to Life back in the day, everything has its place. You can put it away. You know where your medicines go, put it away. You know where your clothes go, put it away. You know where your laundry goes, put it away. If you're doing that every day, you will never have the pile-up effect. And so that means you're going to have more free time for yourself. That's why organization is the key to happiness.
And so, less stuff.
Less shit, guys. Less is more. Then you don't have more to clean. You don't have more to deal with. You don't have to more to like figure out where to put this. So then you're piling it on to other stuff.
And I think too, Maria, going off that, and I'm sharing it because my roommate and I actually just had a chat about this. I think for those of you who do have roommates or you live with someone else, like that's a conversation you have with them. Like Lauren and I literally, and we were on the same page. We just had a conversation like, hey, we don't want this to be the place where like, if someone's going to come over, we're like rushing to clean everything because we aren't putting crap away. We're not just constantly keeping up with it. So we're like this month and going forward, if we, you know, have a thing of recycling, it's not just going to pile up to where we have to bring it all out in one haul. Just bring the one bag that's filled up, done. Or even like stuff that's on the like table. Don't just come in and dump the mail there. Just take 5 minutes and go through it.
Open it, throw it away.
Exactly. So we just had that conversation. And I think that sometimes, you know, those kind of conversations can be like scary or you're like, you don't want to tell your roommate what to do or this or that. But I guarantee they feel the same way. And so it's just cool. It's like, okay, we're going to do this together. It's not you. It's not me. It's both of us. So I think that I was like, yeah, let's do it, girl.
Yeah.
And I just know we're going to feel better. Like I already feel better with it.
Yeah, no, for sure. Cause you don't want to have your life be about that. But if you take it as it comes, it's like when I cook a Thanksgiving dinner or something, I know it's going to be this big, massive like undertaking. I know it's going to be a big mess. Clean as you go. If you wait till the very end, you're going to have pots and pans and dishes and all this stuff all the way up to your ears. But if you clean as you go, it's so much easier. So I'm always cleaning as I go. I'm always putting stuff away. So my life is not about that. I don't want my Saturday to be about putting all my clothes away, hanging them up, figuring it out. No, always put everything away. So, you know, I like the idea for you.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
You have like your Saturdays you're sleeping in. You roll out of bed. Maybe you go for a workout. Maybe you do, some fun thing, but like then you go to bed early or something. Or maybe Saturday you just stay in bed. You do whatever you want to do for yourself. Maybe you like meditate and do some yoga nidra, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then you know you have an early dinner Saturday night.
Yeah.
Right? I love early dinners.
Early dinners are great.
I had an early dinner last night. It was so nice. I was home by 9.
Perfect.
It's beautiful. But I think it's like not over scheduling your weekends too. And I think that we can really get FOMO and be like, I want to do everything. And I think you're like me. Kevin will always yell at me. He's like, Maria, do you really think you're going to do all those things? Like why do you have to do 50 things this weekend? Can't you just do 2 things?
So ambitious with the schedule.
Yeah.
That is my middle name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think you got to kind of make your decisions and just kind of like, okay, this is kind of going to be my routine so that you've got your flow. You know what you're looking forward to at the end of the week. You know, there's a reward for your hard work at the end of the week. I'm going to surf every Sunday. That's just what I'm going to do. And if that's not what works for you and you're like, I don't want to surf every Sunday, then you know that that morning slot is for you to do something fun. You're going to have gone to bed early or decent so that you can wake up in the morning, go surf or go for a morning hike or whatever it is. I did just hear about this amazing hike.
Ooh, tell me.
A national forest in Glendale with waterfalls.
And in so, Glendale?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like a national forest I didn't even know we had. So I'm looking into that. But
that sounds fun. No, I like that plant. I like that a lot. And I think structure, everyone's like, okay, not everyone, but most people are better with structure. Like, I know for me, I used to think that like I wasn't, and let's just go with the flow. And yes, I'm a yes girl. Let's do everything. No, no. I'm like, no, girl, you're old now. Take care of yourself.
You're old? No.
Maria, let me tell you, I felt so old on Friday night, the other Friday. I'm walking to Trader Joe's. My house is right by all the bars and like the Laugh Factory and stuff. So all these youngins are lined up outside the Laugh Factory in their cute, trendy outfits. And I'm walking back from Trader Joe's at 10 p.m. in my sweats, eating a rice cake. Like I can't, I'm like, whoa, you're old as hell, girl. But point being, I think that like structure, everyone's a little bit better with structure. And that's why, you know, like planners, or I was going to ask you, like, what are some of your organizational tools that you use to budget your time? I know you're big on your like calendar. You always put it in the calendar, like set alarms, like those things help and kind of keep you from not losing your mind, I think.
Yeah. Well, the new, so some of the things I have a really hard time. Like I said, I'm not organized by nature. I come from hoarders and disorganized humans, the greatest humans I know, but they're very disorganized. So it's something I've always struggled with, but there is an app called To-Do that I do use. The problem is I haven't fully trained myself to really remember to go to it. So then I do two other things, which is terrible. Now I'm going, this is where you get to see my sloppiness. I will have a To-Do thing in my calendar sometimes on the day to remember what I really need to do that day. And then I'll also email myself, like, don't forget this. And this is what I hate about myself sometimes. I'm like, why do I need all that? Why can't I just train my brain to go to the To-Do app every day? But the problem with the To-Do app now is there's so many things in the list. They're not in categories. And so I try to give you guys the advice that I learned from William Morris. It's a talent agency. They have high volume of calls. So the way those assistants do it, which was brilliant for their business, but you can take this model and use it for yourself. They took, you know, a piece of paper and they made two columns. So there were three buckets, right? To do, to call, to send. And that was how they organized their day. To do, to call, to send. So as they're rolling calls, they can just put things in the right category and then deal with it and cross it off. Thought that was pretty brilliant. So we did that with you guys. Have you guys been using it and has it worked?
I do. I split it up and I think it's, and what you were talking about with us, it's like, you obviously have to figure out what your categories are, right? Like for me, it's like, okay, like booking, emailing, you know, whatever. So it's like, I actually have like a like note on my phone that's like my booking. It's like reply to, go out to, like put in calendar or whatever. That's not exactly it, but it's like, I have it split up now. So it's not just one whole list of people that I'm like, wait, what? Like who, what was I doing this with this person? So that's helped me a lot.
Yeah.
I like it.
So I think, you know, you have to kind of know yourself and know what's going to work. But I think that, you know, figuring out your life calendar is important, and obviously your work stuff too, but your life calendar, you know, for me, my problem is I don't schedule anything because I'm scared to see it on my calendar. If I see stuff on my calendar, I get anxiety because I am like, oh my God, how am I going to do all of this? And so I'd rather have nothing. And then I have nothing. Then I'm sad sometimes because I'm like, oh, well, I really want to see people. And then when you're ready to see people, they already have plans because the rest of the world's working off of plans. There are very few people who are like me, who are like on standby mode. Hey, you want to go to breakfast right now? That's what I miss about like being back home in like a real like neighborhood where people aren't as busy as us, where you're going to be like, hey, you want to go to breakfast now? Yeah, let's go. Cause they got nothing going on. God, they're just like,
that's what I miss about college. You could like roll over to your friend's house and be like, hey, just stopping by. You want to go get a beer?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know. Cause I am not like you. I have my like next week planned out of like social activities or whatever. Like I have to do that or else I lose my absolute cool. And so, but I do, I like the, you know, kind of like the whim, but I can't do that because of like being so busy, but I do miss it. I miss that as well.
You can't be like that because you actually schedule yourself. So there's no time for the whim.
Correct. But also because, like, I know I would lose my mind and I couldn't do it because we have so many things going on that, like, if someone was like, hey, do you want to go do this? I'd be like, oh, well, I feel like I should be doing other things. And so I'm just like, I can't. I have to put it on the calendar.
Okay, wait, I'm confused.
So if...
What's the difference between someone inviting you to do something when you don't have anything going on the weekend and you overscheduling yourself so you have things going on the weekend?
So if someone asks me to go do something that's like I haven't had anything scheduled, I always feel like I should be doing something else. Like, but there's
But why don't you feel like that when you have something scheduled?
Because it's scheduled. I don't know.
Okay. No, I'm just trying to get to the...
I don't know. Like, it's not the right way to think, but it's like, oh, because it's scheduled, like, that's a commitment or a this or a that. But, like, if I haven't already committed to someone and, like, put it in my calendar, like, scheduled it, I'm like, oh, there's something else that I need to be doing or should be doing.
So it sounds like you're just the exact opposite of me.
Yeah.
Which means we're both extreme and it's probably not great.
Not healthy. Yeah.
Either way.
Truly.
I need a little of you and you need a little of me, probably.
Correct.
But, yeah, I think it's healthy to have things to look forward to. But I think for you, because you are the opposite extreme and you said, like, I think I'm overdoing it on the weekends. For you, it's going to be about really like, okay, how do I make this a little bit more doable? Because you need to get some rest too, right? You're waking up early every day. Do you really want to wake up early on the weekend too? There are experts who we have had in here who said, have
same
a consistency.
Time, yeah.
I am just not there. I would really like to sleep in. To me, you know, sometimes my body can actually really sleep in, which is rare, but it's not like I'm going to sleep in that late. I might sleep till 9, 9:30. There are times when I'm so wiped out. I just listen to my body and stay in bed. It could be noon. It could be one. I'm just going to listen to my body. And I think you kind of need to give yourself a little freedom, especially where you're dealing with all the health stuff, to listen to your body. Because if I have a schedule and I know I'm going on a hike Saturday, I'm going to wake up because I'm a doer and I'm just going to go do it. But if I don't have it and I just listen to my body, like this weekend, I didn't make any plans. I slept and my body needed it, but I didn't know it needed it because I, you know, you don't know until you know.
So, I think you're right, too. That just kind of, you saying that kind of sparked something in me, because going back to your idea of the Saturday's your rest day and the Sunday's your day you do stuff, I think for those of us who, like me, were so busy and work so hard Monday through Friday, then getting up and turning around and doing something social, like, early on a Saturday is just one more day of just like, oh my gosh, like, mm-hmm. No, you got to give yourself that break, that chance to recharge.
Yeah.
Right. So we all think like Saturday's the day. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
So I'm going to change that.
I think Sundays. Saturday, because you worked so hard all week, Saturday's your day to like listen to your body and just.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Give it its break. So that Sunday, you come up, you're a little refreshed, you can go have a little bit of fun. Doesn't mean Saturday all day has to be about that. But if you're overscheduling Saturday and then Sunday, now you're kaput on Sunday. I think it'd be better to give yourself that break when it really needed it on Saturday. And then, okay, you're coming out. And, you know, Sunday you do something fun and it will recharge you more because you hate your Sundays anyway. You'll feel better. But I just sit here and I think of like, for 20 years, I worked 7 days a week. and it was 18 plus hours a day. It was so crazy that I'm only sitting here hearing you talk about your 5 days a week where I'm realizing, oh, that's why I was dying.
Yeah.
Like, well, and then I would write my books in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Oof.
I actually would have to be up to do the Today Show from here at 1 a.m. So I'd go to bed at 10, wake up at 1, do the Today Show, then go to Access Hollywood and do all the other stuff. It was crazy.
Well, and I know you and I are similar in the sense too, like I always do a half day on Sunday to kind of prep for the week. But like there's a thing with half measures, right? If I'm half thinking I'm from the morning, I'm like, I'm going to work today. But then I'm like, oh no, but I shouldn't work because I should enjoy my Sunday. It's like you're doing half measures in both sides, right? So you're going to be stressed. So now something that I've started doing is like, okay, no, 5 to 8 or 5 to 9, whatever it is, like that's my dedicated work time on Sunday. The morning I can spend, I don't think about it, do my thing and then work. And so I feel like you probably, I mean, yours was a whole different because you were just working 24/7, but you were just like, I can't do anything else. So you were, yeah, yours is different. You were all in. For me,
I remember once it was 48 out of 52 weeks. I worked 7 days straight.
Yeah. That's not healthy.
And I know, cause that's why I was trying to help Dimitri. Cause Dimitri's been on the same pace for years. I'm like, Dimitri, you're going to crash. You're gonna die. It's just not humane. Mm-mm. And so, I think that, you know, Sunday doesn't need to be intense. I always say it's like before school, Monday, I would prep on Sunday. I would kind of like get my outfit together, know what I'm going to wear, you know, kind of create my to-do list. Like it shouldn't be that intense where you're like, oh, 5 to 9, I need to like dedicate to work.
Yeah. I mean, I think with us, it's a little different because I'm like prepping for all the shows and like mm-hmm. doing rundowns and everything. So like, and maybe that's just me though. Like I have to have everything kind of fully done for Monday so that Monday I can do Tuesday I can do Wednesday.
But you should be able to do that on Friday because you already know what's happening Monday.
True. True. So maybe I need to allocate more time Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
So.
What a thought.
Yeah. I think for you, you haven't minded it because you hate Sundays.
Right.
So you're kind of like, oh, I need to have a purpose.
And correct.
And so
it helps my brain.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen, like I think it can be 51, 50 of the other. Maybe you're doing most of the work on Friday so that you know Sunday.
Finishing it up. Yeah.
You can just throw the finishing touch and feel like you're really ready or whatever. But, you know, it's really about how are you going to have things to look forward to that aren't going to overwhelm you and really looking at what's the best way to do it? Because there's a strategy to everything in life and there should be a strategy to your personal life and your work life. So my prescription for you, I think could really work out well.
I love it. And I just had kind of another like, what if I hated Sundays? Well, okay. I used to hate Sundays. And my grandma and I would always chat on Sundays because we both didn't like Sundays. And she would always be like, breathe, you're good. It's good. My girl, she's the best. She was the best. But anyways, I feel like Sundays always brought me anxiety because I was in this like half measure space. I was like, I got to prep for the week, but no, I should be doing something. I got to prep. Right. So like, I think that's where my Sundays always gave me anxiety and why I don't like them. And like, I look at like Kevin, who also doesn't like Sundays. And I feel like he's the same way. He's like, oh, this is a Sunday. I should be, you know, doing something like relaxing, but I'm, you know, going to be working the whole week. So I feel like doing more prep on Friday, relaxing on Saturday, instead of going all out on Saturday. So then your Sunday can actually be enjoyable. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's a lot of things I'm taking in right now. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
I think it could work.
And I think too, for a lot of our heel squad, like you guys, I'm assuming are just like us and you overschedule, you overbook, you overcommit, you say mm-hmm. yes, because you're people pleasers. Like that's something that I've stopped doing. I'm like, if I don't or I can't do it, like say no, Kelsey.
Oh my God. I still have such a hard time saying no without having to give them all the reasons why. So now I really am working hard to say, I'm so sorry, I can't. I wish I could. Thank you so much for the invite. And then just leaving it at that. Because I am not going to run myself ragged and die to meet the demands of everybody else, even if they're nice demands. Like, hey, I really want to see you. I'm so sorry. I would love to see you. I just don't have the time. Yeah. And I don't think that we should you know, feel like we have to run ourselves ragged for everybody to say yes to everything. I'm really, really being cautious and careful with my time right now. But imagine the everyday woman who has kids, or even just like, because we live in LA, we're so lucky in a sense that we're away from our families and all of the family obligations. I look at Alyssa, my best friend. If it's not little Jimmy's birthday party, it's Frankie's friggin' 90th, it's, you know, this baptism and that christening and this, you know, aunt's birthday party and all of that. And by the way, not knocking all of it, they're wonderful events, but they do take over your entire social calendar at some point. Like, it's, and then if it's not that, it's Mother's Day, it's Father's Day, it's this, it's that. Again, all lovely events, and I want to celebrate everybody. But when you're there, there is such a pressure on you to feel like you showed up for everybody. Now, we have that, maybe not you, but me in this industry, I always have that pressure to show up for all of my celebrity friends, let's say, and their events and things that mean something to them, because someday I'm going to need them too. And so we all help each other. So I guess I have a different kind of pressure, but at least it's had helping me with my goals too. It's like mutually beneficial, you know, but like, oh my God, the showers and the christenings, those are the things I just, I'm so glad I'm out of.
I think it's such an interesting thing though. And it kind of goes back to Brian. It's like, why do we have so much guilt and shame, you know, saying no to those people or saying like, actually, I can't, I'm so sorry, thank you for inviting me. Cause even you saying that was like, I was like, like that, like, I wish I could do that. And I do, and I'm trying, but like, God, then you, I still have so much, like, I'm so guilty.
Yeah. Well, because they make you feel guilty, but also listen, the reality is we want people to be there for our big moments too. So you can't always be like, oh, I can't make it to yours, but come to mine. Right. Right. So there's, that's the conundrum. So I think you have to really identify who, and this is going back to the Shauna Nyquist episode, identify your circles, who you don't want to disappoint. If you haven't listened to this episode, I love this episode. Maybe put this in the summary of the chat show. Who is the most important in your family in the first circle? To me, it's like Kevin, my dad, Alyssa, maybe, you know, like your most important people here.
Winnie, Max.
Then there's the outer circle. Here are some of the peripheral people. Okay. I don't want to disappoint them, but here are the people I non-negotiable will never disappoint. And then the circle goes from there. So now when you look at something and someone says, you know, can you make it? You can look at your circles and say, oh, they're in the third circle, technically. So why am I feeling so much pressure saying no? No. Because I'm only going to care about my inner circle being there for my most important moments anyway. And then if you have the time, then great, be there and enjoy it. But yeah.
I think those circles are so important too. I want to go home and make mine and put it on my freaking wall, especially while we're going into this, like this transition into kind of like, you know, fall, winter, the holidays. Oh, mm-hmm. It's a lot right now. And I think that like my circles are probably going to be different now than they are New Year, than they are summertime. So mm-hmm. I think that like, what a cool thing to do right now for yourself going while we go into, you know, this new transitional time. Mm-hmm.
And just know, and I was telling Kelsey this morning, September and October are always crazy busy months. Like we just know we're all hunkering down. Summer's over. The party's over. Not that we were really having a party and we weren't all working hard, but it really is a different energy. So September and October, it's like hardcore focus. And then November, we're starting to be like, it's the holidays. It's the holidays, bitches. Like, don't come to me for too much. And then, you know, we all know we're going to kind of take a little bit of a breather and enjoy family and friends or, you know, deal with loss at that time, whatever it is you're dealing with.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. you know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
And then January hits and like the slumber is still there the first week of January, but then you got to hustle because it's a new year and we have all these goals and we want to do all this stuff. And then sometime around May, we're like, what are we doing for the summer? How's it going to, you know? So everything doesn't always have to be so highly intense. Just know there are seasons to everything, just like we have seasons in the weather. So we're all hustling right now. That's going to give way. There are always little breaks to give us something to catch our breath. So don't panic too much.
Don't panic. Breathe. And be a queen.
And be a queen. Mm-hmm. That's that. Let me give a shout out to our $25 Patreon people. If you haven't joined Patreon, by the way, $10 a month gives you ad-free episodes, an extra episode, and our monthly heel events.
An extra episode a week.
Mm-hmm. And our $25 tier... Tell us about the $25
tier. Oh, you guys get all the above. Ad-free, extra bonus episode, heel event, and monthly shout-outs from Maria on the main show, which you're getting now.
So thank you guys for supporting us. We're so grateful. Jessica Rink, Lynn, Claire Stedman, Miranda Stupart, Stephanie Green Bass, Andrea Jenkins, Edward Looney, Tanya Janik, Elena Mufsad, Shannon Stern, Ann Efthimiadis, Helen Vitoyanis, Teresa Palmer, Katina Papanicolaou, Ligdas, Bobby Diamond, Brett, Helen Vlamis, Heather Goldman, Leah Tringale, Sandy Garfield, Jen Cohen, Anne-Marie Jennings, Marilena Falares. Thank you guys so much for being in our $25 tier. And yeah.
They're like our family. You know, that's what I love about Patreon is I feel like Maria gets on, we do our bonus episodes, and it's like, I feel like I'm more comfortable, and I feel like I'm speaking for you here when you would agree, like sharing stuff with them that we wouldn't necessarily say on the main show,
yep.
But like they're family. They've been through it with us, yep. And
they're our ride or dies.
Mm-hmm. So it's a cool community.
Yeah. I love Patreon because it's a more intimate, deeper kind of relationship. So I get to actually see you guys. Right now I'm speaking with you, but I don't get to see you. Mm-hmm. In the Patreon events, I get to see you. We get to talk. And it's definitely a really, really cool, much cooler experience, I think. So if you haven't joined yet, just click the link tree in my Instagram or in the Better Together with Maria Instagram and just sign up.
And if you're new to Patreon, quick tip, download the app. It's kind of a confusing website to navigate on your computer. Get the app. It's so easy. You can click on posts. You can click, like, it's much easier. So if you're new to Patreon, you just signed up, download the app, and I think it'll be very helpful.
Sweet. All right, guys. That's it for us today. I hope you guys have a lovely day. Set your intention that it's going to be, an amazing day. And we'll see you guys back here tomorrow. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.